is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for listening all over North America. I hope you are safe. I hope you are well. I hope you are good. And if you're not, I'm sorry. I really am. Let's try to have some fun. I'll try my best. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. We've already been hanging out for 2 hours because this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen to every minute, every second, every hour on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can do whatever the hell you want to do on the Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, on your radio, in your car, in your city, I don't know where, but thank you for listening on the radio. You can always tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day we've had so far. NBA season is underway even more. The Sixers were likely going to be under investigation for this practice of sitting down Joel Embiid for the first few games of the season. The Sixers right now are hosting the Milwaukee Bucks in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia leads 15-12. Zion Williamson is not playing because he has an illness. All those fans in New Orleans bought tickets to watch this guy take on the Bulls in best shape of his life, and he got sick. Kawhi Leonard won't be playing basketball tonight to help open up the Intuit Dome because Kawhi Leonard is going to be out for weeks. Chronic knee issue. It just chronically pained. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins. The trade is not official, but he is on his way to the Kansas City Chiefs. We had a great chat. Thank you so much to Matt Derrick of the Chiefs Digest for joining us to break it down. Cooper Kupp likely still on the move. Jameis Winston is going to be starting for the Browns. Bryce Young is going to be starting for the Panthers following Andy Dalton's sprained thumb from his car accident. Jaden Daniels, he's kind of week to week right now. No guarantee that we'll see him in action when the Commanders take on the Chicago Bears. And so we might only see one rookie starter, or one that people care about, in Caleb Williams. But I think Jaden Daniels is going to go out there and tough it out. So we have so much more to get into. Okay, of course, in a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a new top six list inspired by the once in a lifetime, probably, appearance of a father and son in an NBA game, or the first duo, maybe the only duo we see in the NBA, father and son, LeBron James and Bronny, making their debut. Tonight, I'm going to give you a top six list, and we'll take a look at some of the best father-son combos that we have ever seen in sports. I'll share that with you in a bit. I want you to hear from the New York Yankees general manager, Brian Cashman, ahead of the World Series. He is still complaining about the year 2017 and the Astros. So we have so much more to do. And you know what? Let's not waste any time. As I do every Wednesday, it's time for a new top six list inspired by LeBron and Bronny. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is time for a new top six list. I've been doing this for a long time, about 15 years. Happy to bring it over here to the radio a few years ago. And here we are, a new top six list inspired by Bronny and LeBron, the first father-son duo to play in a basketball game in the NBA. Tonight's top six list is about some of the best father-son combos that we've ever seen in sports. Not just basketball, but sports. I think this qualifies as a sport. What's the number?
Number six.
Yeah, it's a countdown. Top six list. We start at number six. Let's talk about the Earnhardts. This is another set of juniors. I guess if you want to be a successful sports family, You got to have the same name. I'm talking about Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Sr. won the Winston Cup 76 times. Sr. is the only driver in NASCAR history with a win in four different decades. Sr., unfortunately, we know that this man passed away on the track in 2001. Oh my God, it feels like yesterday. It's 2024. This man passed in 2001. God rest his soul. And I've met Junior. I've met Junior. Junior won the Daytona 500 two times. He's been voted as the most popular NASCAR driver ever. I guess it's in the genes. You want to talk about a father-son combo? You can't forget about the Earnhardts. And because it is a father and a son, Junior, when he sat down with Joe Rogan, he talked about his dad and how when he was with his dad, man, they talked about everything except for the track.
I would get asked all the time what your dad taught you about X, Y, and Z, and we never talked about racing.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah. That's never crazy. Talked about racing.
Even when you started racing professionally?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We never did. He was so worried that me and Kelly wouldn't finish school, that we would give up on school. He gave up on school as an eighth grader at 16 years old. He was 16 in eighth grade and quit and never finished high school, never got no GED, nothing. And he always hated that. That was embarrassing for people to, you know, he was embarrassed that he quit. He knew how bad it disappointed his own father. So he was always like worried about where I was, who I was hanging out with, whether I was, you know, doing my homework. And then even when I started racing, it was who I was hanging out with, what I was doing with my free time, what I was focusing on. Never, this is how you drive this corner. This is how you get around this racetrack. He never talked about that stuff. It was always the person, being a man.
That's amazing. That's good. Being a man. God bless him. Great relationship with his dad. Great legacy of the Earnhardts. It's hard to think about racing. You think family? Yeah, you can think about the France family of NASCAR getting sued all over the place right now. But you think the Earnhardts. You want to talk about a father-son combo? One of the biggest and best in sports? I have the Earnhardt at number 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
Between this father and son, there are 4 NBA championships. There are 4 finals MVPs. There are 22 seasons in the league. There are 20 NBA All-Star appearances. Defensive team. A legend. Between the two of them, they have the most points of any combination of anybody in NBA history, 40,490. I'm talking about LeBron James and his son, Bronny James, who at my count from last night has 0 points. LeBron James has 40,490. Yeah, LeBron James is carrying this situation, but when you think about it, it's still pretty amazing. I had to put him on the list. I had to. LeBron James playing 3 minutes with his boy last night. He talked about what it means to play with his son. This is what he told TNT.
It's always been family over everything, and, you know, for me, I lost a lot of time because of this league and committing to this league, being on the road at times, missing a lot of his things, Bryce's things, Zuri's things. So to be able to have this moment where I'm working still and I can work alongside my son, it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever got from the man above, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Yeah, good for him. Not that big a deal, people. It's sports. Good for him. Yeah, I couldn't move him any higher up the list, right? I mean, what has Bronny done? He had 1 rebound and a missed 3.
So, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. LeBron doing the grunt work here. Well, thank you, LeBron. I got him at number 5. Him and his son, Bronny, top 6. Father and son combos in sports. Bronny and LeBron at number 5. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Oh, I know about these folks. Oh, they carry that stick. Hey, and number 4, I got the holes. I'm talking about Bobby and Brett. The only father and son group to have more than 600 career goals. They're also the only tandem to have 50 goals each in a season. You think about Bobby doing that work for the Blackhawks. Two-time Hart Trophy MVP. Went into the Hall of Fame in 83. And then comes along Brett. This man goes into the Hall of Fame in 2009. Two Stanley Cup wins with Dallas and Detroit. Fifth in goals all time in NHL history. A Hart Trophy MVP. You want to talk about following up on your dad? Just go ahead and take a look at Brett. And Brett, he sat down with the Studio 22 podcast. And he said, you know what? The pressure of being Bobby's kid? Oh, and it stopped me and it slowed me down.
Living in Canada and playing hockey as Bobby Hull's son in Canada, yeah. It took me until I was 15, I think. And, you know, trying to, like, you always hear it, right? God, I thought he'd be better. You know, that's Bobby Hull's son. You know, I'm just a little fat little kid anyway, right? I was not the best skater or whatever, but from the neck up, I was better than everyone because I got it.
Yeah.
But I was a lazy little fat curse. And I think that's the basis of my success is because I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work for a lot of people. Just don't give a you know what? Just don't give one of those. Yeah, I got the holes here. I know there's another hockey family. I'll explain why later. But I got the holes here. Bobby and Brett. You want to talk about a father and son combo? I got that at number four on the list. After four on the countdown, what comes next?
Number three.
Well, this is easy. Let's go from the sticks. Let's go to the splash. I guess we can go to the splash. Number three, it's the Currys. Dell. It's Steph. And yeah, why the hell not? You got another hot shooter in there. Let's put Seth in there as well. He's still in the NBA, by the way. He is. Man, is a member of the Hornets right now. Seth Curry, 34 years old. But that's not the Curry people know about. People know about Steph. A transcendent player. Four-time champ in his own regard. Only player besides Michael Jordan with a scoring title older than 33 years old. This man also hanging out with Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, and Kareem. The only players with multiple scoring titles, MVPs, and championships. His name is Steph Curry, and he helps America win gold. He's an Olympian now. Congratulations to Steph Curry. Oh, yeah, by the way, he has more threes than any human being ever. Oh, yeah, he's also the most successful three-point shooter of all time. Oh, yeah, he's changed the game, got all these idiots out on the playground shooting threes. Thank you, Steph Curry, and thank you to your dad, Dell, who was no schmuck at all, lighting it up for the Hornets. It's like osmosis. This guy, Steph, picked up the shot from his dad. His dad was a sixth man in 1994. Lighting it up with Charlotte for 10 years. Now he's a broadcaster for the Hornets. And Steph, well, he's still going without Klay Thompson in Golden State. I want you to listen to Steph Curry. This is from his 2015, damn, almost 10 years ago. This is from his MVP speech. He thanked his dad.
Pops, you're the example of what a true professional is on and off the court. I remember a lot of your career. And to be able to follow in your footsteps, it means a lot to me. This is special. I'm really proud of, you know, what you were able to do in your career, and I don't take that for granted at all. A lot of people thought I had it easy with the Pops playing, you know, in the NBA, but I'll get to that part down the road, but it was an interesting journey.
Yeah, well, yeah, come on. Now they bullied this guy. Your daddy played in the NBA. You're not your daddy. Man, this guy ended up being one of the greatest NBA players of all time. And he is still going. Think about those genes of Dell Curry and two great shooters and Steph and Hickey. What's the other guy's name?
Seth.
Seth. Yeah, him too. Yeah, him too. And shout outs to Steph Curry and his brother, Seth. Hickey, watch his daughter. What is it? Riley Curry. She's going to be knocking down on threes in the WNBA. She's going to knock down a three in front of Caitlin Clark in about, I don't know, 15 years. Watch.
I was about to say send her into retirement.
Yeah. Do her like Diana Taurasi, who's refusing to leave. She still doesn't know. Girl, go home. Stay home, bye. Woman, bye. She probably mad at me, called her a girl. I'm in trouble again. Anyway, let's move on. You want to talk about a famous father-son combo? I got the Currys at number three. What could possibly be next?
Number two.
Oh, the group that tuned in. Oh, they didn't tune in. They showed up to watch LeBron and Bronny make history last night. I'm talking about the Griffies. Yeah, these are juniors. Everybody's a junior. Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. Come on now. Dad was a three-time All-Star. Two-time World Series champ with the Reds. This man had a 19-year career. And then his son came on down the line and said, I, Dad, I got this. 13-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, MVP, a 20-year-plus career, 630 home runs, iconic player, video games and shoes and center field and home runs and backward caps and Nintendo. Ken Griffey Jr., come on now. But when they started playing in 1990, LeBron and Bronny could never do this. Because on September 14th in 1990 against the California Angels, the father and the son, they went back to back. And they did this. Thank you, MLB.
Well hit to center field. Devon White going back. Gone! A two-run home run.
And he can still hit anybody's fastball.
An instantaneous 2-0 Seattle lead. And he hits one well to left center field. Dante Bichette.
That's me.
Back-to-back home runs.
What else can these guys do?
Yeah, what else can they do? Well, damn it. Almost 30 years later, they could show up at the Staples Center, crypto.com, and they could watch... And you'll watch more history be made and take pictures with Bronny and LeBron on behalf of Nike, of course. Either way, Ken Griffey Jr., he spoke earlier this week. He said, yeah, me and my dad, we cool, but we got to support the LeBron family. This is what he said on Sirius XM.
I'm actually going to go to the game. I'm going to take my dad, first father and son to play baseball now, first father and son to play basketball. So it's a big deal for my dad and I to be there. We made history. Now we get to watch history. So that's what's going to be cool about it.
Amazing. Beautiful. Awesome. Makes me want to shed a tear. Not really. But great stuff nonetheless. Look, if I got the Griffies at number two on the list, where the hell can I go next when it comes to a father and son combo? Like, if I got the let's listen to this list so far. Top six father-son combos in sports. At number six, I have the Earnhardts. At number four, I got LeBron and his family and his son, Bronny. Sorry, Bronny. At number three, I gave you the Currys, all three of them, Dell, Steph, and Seth. And at number two, I gave you the Griffies. Where can I go for the next one? I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break. What is the number one father-son combo in sports? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, that was Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr., he's on the top six list. We just talked about him because I'm sharing with you a top six list of some of the top father and son combos that we have ever seen in sports. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. Like, what's the top father-son combo in sports? I'll tell you in a second. If you missed the list, get the free Odyssey app. Hit rewind and you can listen to the last break. You can listen to the breakdown, the fancy audio. You can listen to the fathers, the sons. You can listen to the reasoning. The Odyssey app. Go ahead and hit rewind here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. But let me give you a recap before I get to numero uno. At number six, hey, it's one of the gentlemen that you just heard. It's the Earnhardts. Yeah, they're making all them turns, making all that money. And people loved them. And they winning all them cups. And Daytona, they were winning everything, okay? Had the Earnhardts at six. At number five, LeBron James and Bronny James. James Jr. We saw him make his debut last night. The only father and son to ever play together in an NBA game. And I don't know. Will it happen again on Friday against the Suns? Who knows? I don't know how many of those instances we'll have throughout the course of the year. Let's see how Bronny develops. Probably in the G League. At number four, top six father and son combos in sports. I gave you the Hulls. Bobby, Brett. We're talking Hart trophies, Hall of Fame appearances, Stanley Cups, Bobby, and Brett. And number three, father and son combos in sports, it's the Currys. Yeah, Dell set it off, right? Okay. Sixth man of the year, top three-point shooter. And then Steph took it to another level, being one of the greatest players of all time. And his brother, Seth, he ain't a bad role player. He can shoot the lights out, too, when he gets a chance. And number two on the list, father and son combos, I gave you the Griffies. Oh, they played 2 years, 90, 91. Dad was wrapping up his career. Griffey was starting his. Griffey took things to a new level. It's still wild to think that they went back to back in a game. That's crazy. Hickey, that will never happen again, right? That'll never happen again?
That I agree with. Never. That is one in a kajillion.
For all the things we see in back-to-back, think about it. And really, when you think about all the fathers and sons who pass through baseball, it's littered. We have so many juniors. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. We got Biggio Jr., Bichette Jr. There's so many juniors. We got lighters in baseball. We got everybody. These guys ain't... Hickey, you know what else we'll never see? We'll never see a father and son. I don't know. We'll never see a son relieve the father, or the father relieve the son on a mound. We'll never see that ever.
That would be cool. Really? You don't think ever we'll see that? That's more likely, just because relievers you can use more ambiguously compared to, I mean, hitters, right? How often are you going to have a father-son back-to-back?
The pitchers are going to last forever the way they throw now?
Well, maybe that also promotes it more, because now you have more pitchers in the game more often.
I don't know, man. We're going to have one of these pitchers out here when he's like 40, like LeBron. He's going to have to be like 40, still effective. And his son will have to be like some 20-year-old phenom. So maybe, possibly, that'll be cool to see. Huh. We'll see. Shout-outs to the Griffies. So amazing. I got them at number two on the list. And so if I got Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. at number two on the list of top father and son combos in sports, where could I possibly go for this number?
Number one.
You want to talk about the top father and son combo in sports? Not only has this family dominated their sport, not only have they won championships, they have also been able to dominate post-career in the media world. At number one on my list of top father-son combos, I'm going with the Mannings. Yeah. Yeah, Archie. Yeah, he may not have had the career of his sons. Archie got beat to a pulp. The Saints got started in 1967. Archie came along in 1971. He's with this team for 11 years before ending with the Vikings, and he got the snot beat out of him, but was appreciated for how hard he played for the great people of Louisiana and New Orleans. As a matter of fact, let's take a listen. to Archie Manning. He was talking to his son. He was talking to Peyton on their Omaha show. You know, all they do is sit around and be a family and make money. Good for them. Listen to Peyton ask his dad. Man, he's like, man, you got the snot beat out of you, Dad. I love you.
Dad, where did the toughness come from? You took sacks. You had a lot of injuries that you didn't even tell the training staff or coaches about.
That's football. Yeah. And I'm no tougher than anyone else out there. Everybody out there is tough. You know, we didn't have championship teams or even winning teams, but I played with winners. Had some teammates that I'd go to battle with every single day.
Well, let's think about his kids. What are them kids grew up in Louisiana. They grew up in New Orleans. And you got to throw Cooper in there, too. Yeah, his son Arch is in Texas. Let's forget that for a second. Let's talk about Peyton. We know about his success, right? 5-time MVP? Wow. 2 Super Bowls? Wow. 3rd in touchdowns and passing yards. He's hanging out in that territory with Breeze and Brady. Damn it, a lot of people say if he was with that Belichick guy, he would have all the rings and have all the success. And he still did it on a lesser team. The Colts were good, but it wasn't up to the Patriots. We know what Peyton could do. And then, damn it, Eli, the lesser brother, the Tom Brady kryptonite, 2 Super Bowl rings and 2-time Super Bowl MVP. When the playoffs came around, Eli Manning turned into Superman. And now it looks like he's on his way into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the now finalists as of today to go into the Hall of Fame next year. Hey, listen, since Peyton Manning is such a great interviewer, let's listen to Peyton talk to his brother about his accomplishments, also on Omaha Productions, because the Mannings own everything.
You have quite the resume here, young man. 2 Lombardi trophies, part of one of the greatest plays in NFL history.
That's on a resume?
2nd greatest quarterback Ironman streak in NFL history. Only quarterback to beat Belichick and Brady in a Super Bowl twice. Quarterback in New York longer than any quarterback in history. 1 overall draft choice, and I don't care what mom says, you're her favorite.
That might be the only accurate thing in there.
Oh, look at that. And it's amazing. And Eli Manning looks like, from the time he was in college, this man looks like he should be selling you insurance. He's going into the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. Not because of what he's done in the regular season. Well, he played every game in the regular season, but because of what he did in the postseason, became a football god. Now they got Monday Night Football broadcast. They have the Manning cast. They have Omaha Productions, named after his call at the line of scrimmage to try to move people around and get them. They just got everything. They talked to Bill Belichick as a guest on their show. You want to talk about the top father-son combo in sports history? I'm giving it to the Mannings because of all their success in the NFL, whether it happens to be on the field or off. And so this is real simple. If you had to ask Arch, how the hell did you get so much success out of your sons? How the hell did you do it and on the football field in life? How did you do it? This is what he told the future for football.
I don't have one thing advice I can give to Peyton. I think our relationship to father and son has been great with all 3 of my sons because I don't do X's and O's. That's what they have coaches for. Now, every now and then there's something comes up with about business or media or something they might want to ask my advice, or they'll send me an email and they'll say, your thoughts. I'm not sure I can guide them and tell them the exact perfect answer and the thing to do, but the fact they count me in on that a little bit, but X's and O's, no, we don't go there.
That's some beautiful advice. That's beautiful. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top 6 list, taking a look at some of the biggest and best father-son combos that we've seen in sports. At number 6, I gave you the Earnhardts. At number 5, I gave you the James family. At number four, I gave you the Hulls. At number three, I gave you the Currys. At number two, I gave you the Griffies. And at number one, I gave you the Mannings. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you need to think about some of the biggest father and son combos that we've ever seen in sports, who is it? I can think about a lot of father and son combos, right? I named some of them. We have Guerreros. Think about some of the other names I didn't mention. We have Guerreros. We have Longs. We have Matthews. We have House. What are some of the biggest father and son combos that we've seen in sports? Call me up. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. You're locked in and listening to the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. Yeah, family. Yeah, we love family. Yeah, I just gave you a new top six list. It's about fathers and sons. Yeah, family combinations. Some of the best that we've seen in sports. Yeah. We are family. Yeah, we are family. Damn right. Talking about fathers and sons. I just gave you a top six, some of the best father-son combos in sports. Number six, I gave you the Earnhardts. And number five, I gave you the James Gang. And number four, I gave you the Hulls. And number three, I gave you the Currys. And number two, I gave you the Griffies. At number one, I gave you the Mannings. There's a lot of big-time families in sports. A lot of big-time fathers and sons. That's what we're specifically talking about. If you missed all the fancy audio, all the reasoning, all the stats, all the numbers, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But right now we're live. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Obviously, more than six father and son combos in the world of sports. I kind of ran down the line of some of them. I'll let you drop some information. Brandon is here from Utah. Hey, Brandon, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you?
Much. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I love your show, sir.
Thanks.
You know, I love the Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. duo. I grew up in the Cubs home, but I grew up as a Mariner fan because of Ken Griffey Jr. I always followed them. I think that's a legitimate, like, father-son thing, kind of what you're talking about. I do not agree with the LeBron James and Bronny James thing. I think it was just pushed by the NBA to make it happen and make it happen now. Bronny James, he averaged 2 points a game, something like that. It's bad. I just don't think if his dad wasn't LeBron that he wouldn't be in the league, and I just think it's wrong. It's wrong for the game. It's not okay. Because another person that is better than him could have been in the NBA, and he's there because his dad's LeBron, and that's where I think it went wrong. That's my opinion, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brandon, for calling from Utah. I appreciate you. There ain't no doubt about that. Damn it, I spent 20 minutes talking about that earlier on in the show. That's not just your opinion, it's a fact. Bronny James is in the NBA because of his dad. But where I differ with you is in the fact that the NBA ain't pushing for nothing. LeBron pushed for this. And you think the NBA cares? NBA doesn't care. It's good for business. The Lakers care? It's good for business. And at the end of the day, it's entertainment. Not that big of a deal. You know, nobody got passed over here because of, to be president of the United States of America. Nobody got passed over here to, you know, cure cancer. It's basketball. It's not that big of a deal. We know nepotism exists and life is not fair. And when people have an opportunity and a chance to kind of move things forward for their families, they do it. It's not the worst thing in the world. And for a guy selected at number 55 overall, another chance from somebody else, Happens all the damn time. The NBA is a tough league. The margins of somebody being in or out are razor thin. Yes, he is in the league because of his dad. I ain't got no problem with it. I do not care. I didn't lose a roster spot. I don't know. Be Cam Reddish. Tell Cam Reddish to be mad. He sat on the bench. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the biggest, some of the best father and son combos that we have seen in sports. Let's go to Portland, Oregon, and talk to Daryl. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daryl?
What's going on, man? This is a little bit off the topic, but on the topic.
Okay.
My combo is a boxing combo. Father being Muhammad Ali and his daughter, Layla Ali, who also was the world champion in like three weight classes. That's the combo that came to mind when you first started doing your list for me, was Muhammad and Layla.
Okay. Well, I said sons, and you thought about the woman?
I thought about the sport.
You thought about the who?
The sport.
Oh, boxing. Okay. All right.
Ken Norton and Ken Norton Sr. and Jr., that was the second combo I had.
Okay. But, all right. Well, thank you. I'm very familiar with Layla. I helped develop some of her entrance music at Madison Square Garden like 20 years ago.
Oh, well, Madam Butterfly was always one of my favorites.
No, it wasn't Madam Butterfly. We did a whole remake of a Muhammad Ali's remake with Will Smith, the champ is here. That's what we did.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, please do. The champ is here with Jadakiss. Go ahead and look it out with Fat Man Scoop. Thank you, Daryl.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt about it. Yes. All right, we talking Hickey? I didn't know. I know it's Hickey is 2024, okay? I say sons, and someone says a woman. Is it surprising or not?
No, and that's a good one. That's a very good one.
What? Layla?
Layla Ali, yeah. It's a good pull.
She's a woman. She's a woman, not a man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about fathers and sons, some of the best combos that we've ever seen in sports. We got Patrick. He's calling up from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, what's happening, JR? Great show as always, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, another good top six list. I probably, if I would have made the list, I would have squeezed in Gordie Howe playing with his boys, Mark and Marty, in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Hartford Whalers.
Yeah. Well, we know Gordy played forever, and then we know Mark was good after him, not as good as his dad, obviously. And then Marty was a cup of coffee. So I tried my best to get one.
Yeah,
hockey.
Man.
I put the holes in. Yeah. I put the holes in.
I can't argue with your list. Period. I mean, I can't even find one that I'd replace. But
yeah.
I mean, if there was a seven, I'd go with them too.
You can't knock it. I had to choose between them and the Hulls, and I only chose the Hulls because I think their careers were a little bit more balanced as opposed to Gordy and Mark.
Yeah, big time names. I mean, they were both big time names. I mean, obviously Gordy was big time name. You know, six Hart trophies, most valuable player, and Stanley Cups. And yeah, I get the big decision there. But hey, man, cold pizza in the morning. I've been waiting to throw that one in when I called you on these days. Count me in, man.
Well, thank you, Patrick, for calling from Michigan. Hey, listen, if anyone is not familiar what the hell he's talking about, Hickey, when did we have that conversation? We must have had that conversation months ago. You said that you would never eat cold pizza. You would not order pizza at, I don't know, 10, 11 at night. And you would not touch it at, let's say, 8 in the morning. You wouldn't touch it.
That is correct. And I still stand on that months later.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, it's pizza. You eat pizza at any temperature. You put it in the fridge. You leave it on the stove. It's pizza. You eat it.
Not when it's been out all night. No, thanks. I'll take a bagel, take a breakfast sandwich. That would make me feel better than pizza that's been left out all night.
No. Is that what is You know what? Zion is not playing tonight. Not because he's fat, but because he has an illness. I can tell you with 100% certainty, Zion, his illness did not come from eating pizza last night, okay?
Well,
because it's safe. It's fine.
MJ's did, so it makes you wonder, you know?
No, that's BS. Hickey almost got me fired. Almost said the other word, okay? Almost got fired. That's BS. That story has been debunked. Not true.
Not in the last dance. It was not.
His pizza didn't sit overnight, okay? Nothing wrong with cold pizza. It's great. Oh, Hickey, I'm sad. I'm sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to take more of your calls. We're talking about the best father-son combos that we've ever seen in sports. I have the Mannings at number one on my list. We got a lot of father and sons. Give them to me. Call me up. Call me now. Like Miss Cleo, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. I'm not going nowhere.